The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. A heartfelt welcome back now. We've got the school here with us once again. So this is the first of many of the masses we have all throughout the year with the school. And you're going to see all the priests. It's just by chance that I happened to assign myself, I'm Father Hudgens, by the way, to the first Mass of the year. But you're going to see all the priests. You're going to see our new priest, Father John, and you're going to see the ever-popular Father D, and you're going to see Father Barnes, whose birthday is today. Do you know that? All right. Your mission is to embarrass Father Barnes. Go out there and wish him a happy birthday over and over and over again until he's red in the face. That's your job for the day. So a little thought for you here for the day. You know, when we say the creed at Mass, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty," when we say the creed at Mass, it's only one attribute of God that we mention when we say the creed, and that is we say that God is almighty. We believe that God can do all things, that God created all things, that God governs all things. We believe God is the Lord of all of history, even though it doesn't seem like it. Study history, looks like God is asleep at the wheel up there, Lord of all history. And we believe that means that even when people do things that are wrong, do you know in the end God's will always gets done? God always wins. That's what that means. Now, we say that, and people say, "Amen, amen, I believe, I believe." Until they have to suffer something. Until they have to suffer something. I tell you, suffering puts your faith to the test. Because in suffering, when you suffer, God does not appear to be almighty, does he? No, he appears to be very weak. And it doesn't look like God loves you. In fact, it looks like he doesn't love you. It looks like he doesn't love you, doesn't know you, doesn't care about you at all. That's how it appears. Suffering puts your faith to the test. And understand this. Everybody goes through this. Everybody. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how poor you are. This happens to the greatest saint and the worst sinner, and everybody in between gets to go through this. So when this happens, there's one little line from the first reading I want you to remember. St. Paul talking to the Corinthians in the first reading, he says, "I present to you Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God." That's the line I want you to remember. Christ crucified, the power and the wisdom. So let's look at that real quick. How is Jesus crucified the power of God? Everybody looks up here at this cross right now. Here's Jesus being killed, dying at the hands of his enemies, and we say, "That's the power of God." How is that? The power of God. You want to know how? because we know what comes next. We know that one in the end. We know that no matter how bad that appeared, that Easter Sunday was coming, and when that came, he showed that all of the evil in the world and all of the sin, he was more powerful than all of it. More powerful than the worst sin, the worst evil in the world. That's why the crucifix is the power of God. So he says, he's the wisdom of God too. Do you know what wisdom means? Do you know what wisdom means? Do you know the difference between wisdom and knowledge? Real simple, here's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is when you got the facts at your disposal. Wisdom is knowing what to do with the facts. That's the difference. So somebody said to me, you know, knowledge is knowing I got to cross a 20-mile desert. Wisdom is knowing I better set up a lemonade stand at mile marker number 10. So how is this the wisdom of God? Well, here's how. Because if you remember this message, you're going to have hope, you're going to have faith, even going to have joy no matter how bad things get. Power of God, wisdom of God. I wanted to tell you a story to make this clear. Couldn't think of a story. So instead, I got a little image for you, okay? So here's your image. Imagine, if you will, a painting, okay? Imagine a painting. And you step back and look at a beautiful painting, and all the colors of the rainbow, and they're all in the painting, and it's got its light sections, and it's got its dark sections, and you, what a lovely painting, you say to yourself. Now imagine a little tiny bug. He's crawling across the painting. Crawling across the painting. What does that little bug think as he's crawling across the painting? Well, he comes to these dark sections of the painting, and he thinks, my goodness, this painting is nothing but dark, is nothing but black, is nothing but night. What a dark, dreary painting. We're like that little bug when we suffer. All we can see is one little moment of our lives, but I ask you to remember Jesus crucified, and you see the whole picture. Because all of us, we're all going to suffer. And we're going to suffer a lot. I'm real sorry to say it. Wish I had a magic wand, take all your suffering away from you, but I can't. I just need you to remember that the cross was not the end for Jesus, and your suffering is not the end for you. One day, from heaven, you're going to step back and you look at your whole life like a great big painting. You're going to see those dark sections in there. You're going to think it made the whole thing beautiful. Power and wisdom. Jesus says, stay awake, be ready. You want to know the very best way to stay awake and be ready? Believe even when things look bad. That's the very best way. Choose to believe even when things look bad. And remember, nobody who hoped in God ever hoped in vain. Amen? And God bless you too.